Hill Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 8:27. You're listening to The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and joining us today, we've got Peter and Jennifer from Sparta Community Hospital. How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing fine. So I'm sure the hospital, of course, in the front line here on the COVID-19, so I'm sure we've got a lot we can talk about today.
Absolutely. It's been a different time for everybody involved in patient care and healthcare services, but as we kind of do that, we're excited to be able to provide that service for the community and proud to be in the position to do that. And as we do that, we're going to kind of let Jennifer speak here for a second about some of the things that we're doing this week right now to recognize our employees as we kind of walk in the hospital week.
It's very true. So it's very coincidental that we're on today because this is National Hospital Week. And this is a time that we as hospitals not only recognize our employees for the amazing work that they do, and right now our employees and healthcare workers across the nation are really shining. And that's fantastic to hear. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we as hospitals give back to the community that a lot of people probably don't think about. And in terms of the employment that we have in the community, the ripple effect of the dollars spent in the community because of grocery shopping and getting gas and, you know, buying the tax dollars, not buying the tax dollars, but the tax dollars. But there's so much more that, you know, hospitals are able to give back to a community in terms of just support for schools and athletic sports and clubs and other initiatives, trying to just provide support for healthcare as a holistic approach. So we're really excited that we're doing a food drive right now. And because of COVID-19, food insecurity in our community is at an all-time high. So our food pantries are struggling. And they're struggling because, you know, more and more people are utilizing them. Mm-hmm. Kids are home from school earlier than they normally would have been. So people are using them. You know, there's three meals a day as opposed to just one meal a day that families are having to provide. People who are laid off, they're now utilizing food pantries and they wouldn't have been there before.
Right.
Financially, food pantries have typically been able to have dollars on hand that they could go and they could buy food in bulk. Well, because of all of the hoarding of food and the mass buying of food because of the COVID scare at the beginning of this, you guys remember when there was no toilet paper on the shelves? Food pantries are now limited in the amount of items that they could buy, just like you or I are limited in the amount of items that we could buy when we go to the store. So there is a definite need for us to be able to help. And so as an entity that is still working, still has all of our employees are back at the hospital. We've taken everybody off of furlough. So as an entity that's still functioning as is, we thought that this was an opportunity to give back. And so our employees have joined together. We're getting items brought in. We've invited the different businesses and the Chamber of Commerce's to get involved. So we've got a couple of places that I know of that are going to be giving us food. First National Bank of Steelville, Hal Financial, they're getting involved with us. And I'm sure that there's more they just haven't called yet. So, but if anybody is interested in doing that, we do have food boxes set up in every single one of our clinics, as well as the Dollar General store in Sparta, Marissa, Steelville. Steelville Marketplace has a box set up for us, as well as at the front of the hospital. And that's it, right? All the clinics?
Well, I mean, now, folks, these boxes are hard to miss. I mean, so These boxes are approximately the size of a compact car. So if you come into the clinic and you've got some food that you want to drop off, if you've got some cans to pass out, please don't hesitate to bring those in and put them in. And I mean, you know, the goal here is just to help us kind of try to be a good community partner and stock some of the food pantries as you know, they struggle, as Jennifer shared. So just kind of a great time for all of us to step up and show how we as a community can shine in making sure that we help take care of some of the most vulnerable members of our population.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here and we'll come back and talk some more with Jennifer and Peter from Sparta Community Hospital here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. This is The People Speak again, talking today with Peter and Jennifer from Sparta Community Hospital. And you were talking before we went on break about the food drive, and people, I'm sure, you know, just about anywhere in the area and stuff can donate to that.
Absolutely.
Again, you're not going to miss them. Come on, drop them off in the boxes, bring stuff over. You know, we'd love to have all the donations that we can have to help support those local food pantries. Kind of with that, we'd like to make a shift. I mean, you brought up COVID when we first started here, but we want to just make sure that the community is aware of what services are specifically available to patients who may have some symptoms, who may be concerned. You know, we have worked to make everything as safe as we possibly can for both our regular patients, you know, the people that we treat every day, as well as those patients who are coming in with COVID concerns. We were fortunate enough through the State of Illinois Emergency Management Services to have a tent set up in our parking lot out by the a little bit past the ambulance dock in the back. We're offering our COVID services right there in that tent. That tent is kind of working as an extension of one of our clinics. We can either just do swabs for people who are just concerned, who may have had an exposure, or we can offer patients the opportunity to be physically seen in that tent if they're having respiratory symptoms. Because sometimes it's not just about being tested, but it's about making sure that all of you know, the symptoms and things like that can be looked at and treated and identify if further treatment is needed. So we have a provider in that tent right now 7 days a week. Between 9 and 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 2. And you can call your primary care provider or call Convenient Care to get an appointment to be seen there or to get a swab set up there. So again, just call first. But we're, you know, again, happy and excited to be able to offer that service to the community. You know, we're seeing between 10 and 15 patients a day through that space. And encourage anybody who has any concerns to talk to their primary care provider to identify, you know, if you're having symptoms, if you should be tested, or if there's something else going on. But just want to kind of thank everybody for using that. Again, tell people don't hesitate to use it, and thank our strong team of physicians and nurse practitioners and PAs and staff who've been manning that tent and providing those services.
And I think, you know, just to reiterate, though, testing is available.
Absolutely.
When we first started this, you know, we weren't sure what kind of testing was going to be available in our area, what kind of testing was available in the state. So we were asking people to stay home when we were still asking people to stay home and self-quarantine. However, testing is available, and it is available in Sparta.
So if, you know, someone's feeling little down or something, contact their doctor and they can set it up from there.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, too, you know, a lot of people are, you know, in the workforce and their places. And, you know, again, Jennifer pointed out that at the beginning, sometimes there's question about what tests or how many tests would be available. You know, today the state of Illinois is telling us that they really want us to test anybody who's had any risk of an exposure to anybody who's concerned, who's a necessary worker, anybody who's in a family where somebody's had a positive COVID test. So, I mean, the amount of available testing is really up significantly. And if you've been following any of the Illinois state data, you know, we started off doing a couple thousand tests a day. And over about the last 10 days or so, we've been hovering between 15 and 20,000 tests in the state. Every day. So there's a significant amount of testing being done. We're happy to provide that testing service. And again, just want to encourage people to know that that is available. As we say that and we talk about it being available, we also want to make sure that people aren't staying home and skipping healthcare for other health issues they may have, or simply moving it aside thinking, oh, maybe I just have the, maybe I'm suffering from the coronavirus. You know, please make sure that you don't hesitate to get in touch with your provider and be seen, because we don't want to be in a situation where You know, because everybody is concerned about coming out, that in the end you don't get treatment for something else that's significant, that you don't get treatment for pneumonia, you know, that you don't get treatment for something else that's happening physically with you, because you're concerned about coming out. We are here to provide that in a safe environment. And I want to just talk for a second about some of the things that we're doing to make sure that we're able to provide that in the safest environment possible. If you've come by the hospital over the last couple of weeks, you'll notice that we actually screen patients outside the front door. When somebody comes in to be seen in the hospital, they're greeted by one of our staff members who ask a series of questions. And those questions are just to identify whether or not that person is at risk for having contracted or having the coronavirus. And obviously, we want to do everything we can to try to keep anybody who may be at risk from infecting anybody who's in the hospital who isn't at risk. So we kind of ask that group of questions. We take the patient's temperature, and then we separate them. You know, we have people who may be at risk going to another way. I don't want you to think that you came in and you're at risk, and that means we say, oh, don't worry, we can't care for you, go home. No, but if you're at risk, it just means that we have you kind of go through a different path than we go through with the people who are not at risk at all. And so if you're going through that different path, it's the same thing. We still are providing the exact same protections, but we're having people who are exposed go through a different way to go through the hospital and receive those services to make sure that we keep our staff safe, keep you safe, and keep the rest of the patients who are coming in safe. So you'll notice that there's a lot of cleaning activity. If you come to the hospital, you'll see that.
Lots of cleaning.
Yeah. If you are not a cleaner, it's not the place to be seen. Because if you come through, you'll see that we're wiping the chairs down as people get up and come and go. We're wiping the registration booths down after each one. We've implemented a kind of no-touch registration where patients don't have to sign for their consent. They don't have to grab that pen and sign for the consent. They don't have to sign for their treatment that day. We're simply taking a verbal consent at this time. And again, that's just all about making sure that we protect everybody who's involved.
Okay. So yeah, it's I know the cleaning is one thing that's being really stressed heavily on this, you know, and especially in a, you know, in a hospital setting where you know, people are coming in and out and you know, may have things other than that. You don't want to add that to their list of potential, you know, problems.
Absolutely. And the same thing's being done on the clinic side of things. We've even reconfigured all of our waiting rooms. So if there is distance between everybody, you know, a lot of times when you go into a waiting room, it's chair on chair on chair on chair. We've removed more than half the chairs in probably all of the waiting rooms because we're also wanting to make sure that nobody's sitting on top of each other there. And everyone is given a mask when they come in the door. You are asked to wear your own mask if you have one, because it is a state mandate that everyone wears masks in public. If you don't have a mask, one will be provided for you. You're asked to wear it for the duration of the time that you're there in the clinic and at the hospital for your service. And so it's all, again, about protecting not only each other, but our employees and the self. So,
right. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get our next break in here real quick, and we'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back, and a little time left in the program today, talking with Peter and Jennifer from Sparta Hospital. And I know with COVID-19, the coronavirus out now and stuff too, a lot of people are concerned about maybe some of the services that are or are not available at the hospital. Which services are, which aren't, or are there?
So really, almost every service that we provide at the hospital or historically have provided is available at this time. At the beginning of the coronavirus, during the highest concern for exposure, we stopped doing some of our elective procedures such as mammography. You know, we always did diagnostic mammography, but we had to stop doing screening mammography. But all those things are back. The only thing that we currently have a restriction on is entering our gym, the center. The center continues to be closed both in Sparta and in Marissa, following the state guidelines. But outside of that, all services are available. And I think what Jennifer and I would really like to encourage or remind people of, and we touched on this just a little earlier, you know, the coronavirus doesn't make all of the regular things that we need to care for patients go away. So, you know, patients who are diabetic and still need that regular monitoring, still need that regular physician visit, we're there for. We just want to remind you to keep those services going. If you are due for some of those kind of wellness screenings, whether it's your mammography or your colonoscopy or any of that kind of stuff, DEXA scans, absolutely. We're open, offering those services, ready to serve you in the safest manner possible. And, you know, just encourage you to make connections with your primary care provider and arrange to have those services done. So those things don't get away from you. And, you know, if this does happen to be a time for you when you are, you know, off work, that, you know, it's easier sometimes to get those things scheduled and just to kind of get them taken care of right now.
Mm-hmm. And one thing people need to keep in mind, too, as you'd mentioned earlier, all the cleaning and all the precautions being taken. So there's really no worry about going for procedures that maybe you would say, well, I don't know if I want to go to the hospital or not right now.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, doing everything we can to keep patients secure and separate. Jennifer touched on things that we did in the waiting room in terms of having chairs removed. You know, other things that may happen, and, you know, we ask that nobody's kind of put off by some of these moves, but you might be asked to wait in your car. You know, if that provider is running a couple minutes behind and we can't get you right into a room, we want to do everything we can to reduce your exposure or reduce any risk. And so, you know, sometimes we ask patients to wait in the car. We do ask you to get to your appointment as close as you can to your regular or your scheduled time. You know, frequently patients come in a half an hour early because being in the waiting room is kind of social time with other patients, and it's mm-hmm. a time when people get together and meet in that waiting room and have some chit-chat. Right now we're asking you to get as close to your scheduled time as you can, just because we don't want to have a group of people in the waiting room at the same time. You also notice that some of our appointment times are a little bit different. If you used to always have an 8:30 appointment, now you got an 8:35 appointment. We're trying to stagger. So if there's two providers in the office at the same time, we don't have two patients scheduled at 8:30. We've got one scheduled at 8:30, another one scheduled at 8:35. It might not make a big difference in your mind, but it does help us too if we cannot have the same group of people standing in the reception area all the time. So, you know, again, just doing everything we can to try to reduce the risk for our patients and our population.
And even, you know, that people are still being hospitalized, and we do have visitor restrictions on that. We have utilized Zoom. We talked a little bit about Zoom on the break here, but we have utilized Zoom for family members to be able to communicate with their loved ones that are in the hospital. In addition, you know, once you're discharged from the hospital, a lot of times you need additional care, be it at home, be it therapy, outpatient therapy. All of those services are open still. So our at-home health care, they're still taking referrals. They're still going into the homes. They're caring for patients in their own homes. They're also taking the same types of precautions that we're taking in the hospitals and the clinics. They're sanitizing and providing education in the homes for their family members to do that as well. But we're still able to go in and take care of patients in the homes, and then as well as our outpatient therapy services. While the gym is closed, therapies are still open. So our occupational therapist and our physical therapist and their assistants, they're all still seeing patients and helping everybody get back to living their best life once COVID is over. So
right.
And there's a lot of things that you'll see that are kind of changes that just kind of might make sense to you. And a lot of those changes are things that you'll probably see stick around for a really long time. Because, you know, as we look at COVID, we know that we will run risks of having future outbreaks or having the opportunity to have some, you know, future concerns with that. And, you know, we will continue to offer the services that are safe to offer as we are today. But on top of that, we will continue to keep some of these new safety precautions in place to keep patients and families and staff as safe as we possibly can. And that's really what it comes down to. We know that if our staff is safe, if our patients are safe, if the community is safe, we're really going to have a lowered risk of transmission and lowered risk of this disease. So, you know, that's why we are working so closely, not only with our hospital and our employees, but with any other community members or community employers who have some questions. We'd be more than happy to discuss and try to help with any employer who's out there that has questions about what kind of things that they should be doing to screen their staff. Our occupational health department has been helping provide some of those guidelines, and we'll work with our nursing teams to help you understand what you should be doing just as an employer to make sure that you are keeping your workplace as safe as you possibly can.
And you could definitely contact us if you're wanting any of that information.
If you call 443-1-DOC and ask for either marketing or administration or human relations, they'll be more than happy to get a hold of any of those folks. If you want to call Peter, you know, I'm right here. I'll be happy to try to answer any of your questions. But on top of that, I mean, there are a lot of resources that are available at the hospital. And we always just want to make sure that we're available to share those with the community. So, again, if you got questions like, what should I be doing with my employees? If I'm thinking about reopening my business, how would I safely begin to reopen my business? We'd be happy to talk with you about that so that, you know, when the county is ready for that, when our region is ready for that reopening, we're there to help you support understanding exactly how you should do that in a safe manner. Because that is what's important in the end. And, you know, this is a show about the hospital, not the economy. But in the end, what's important is that, you know, if we all can stay safe, we don't really run a huge risk of having second waves and closing up portions of the economy again. So, you know, again, don't hesitate to get in touch with us if you have any questions.
I do remember my phone number. It's 443-1467. I apologize. I was like, oh my gosh, what's my number? So I do have a lot of that information already put together. So give me a call and I'll be happy to send it out.
Okay. Anything else you want to throw in? We got just a little bit of time.
Well, like usual, we just want to thank the folks at WHCO for making this available to us to be able to come out and speak to the community. If you have topics or have questions that you ever want us to talk about on the air, don't hesitate to get in touch with Jennifer or with myself or with WHCO. But we really just appreciate the opportunity to still have this community venue to come and share and talk about this. And, you know, really excited to see our community coming together. I'm sure we'll see a lot of full boxes of food. Excited to see our community coming together and just loving one another as we kind of go through this crisis. So just a big thank you to the community, a thank you to you, and a thank you for having this opportunity here for us to share.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the chance to talk about this today. All right, that will wrap things up. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.